The federal government has authorized $2 million in quick-release emergency funds for New Mexico roadways and bridges damaged by our recent bout of heavy rains. According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, repairs from the September storms are so far estimated to be at least $9 million, and that number is expected to rise with future damage assessments. Santa Fe's Anna Gunn won an Emmy last night as Best Supporting Actress for her work in the Made in New Mexico TV series Breaking Bad. The popular show, featuring Albuquerque as its main location, also picked up an Emmy for Best Drama. The last episode of its fifth and final season airs next week. The New Mexico State Fair has ended its 2013 run, and a fair spokesman says final attendance figures for this year's event won't be known for a couple of weeks. But spokesman Michael Henningsen told KSFR News he's optimistic.
We did have some rainy days to start the fair out with, but we hope that over the ensuing days, when the weather's been beautiful like it is today, that we've made up for it.
Henningsen says Saturday's attendance might have been the biggest attendance day in the fair's history. Santa Fe's Piñon Elementary School conducts a public forum tonight at 6 p.m. to present designs for the school's final phase of new construction. Substantial additions have been made over the past several years to accommodate its high enrollment rate, which had forced students into portable classrooms adjacent to the main facility. This last phase of the remodeling work, which began back in 2009, will create several new classrooms and teaching spaces, and the last of the portables will be removed. New Mexico Congressman Ben Ray Luan is supporting President Obama's new proposal to limit carbon emissions on new power plants built in the U.S. Meanwhile, the congressman is critical of his colleagues who oppose new environmental regulations.
When our Republican colleagues in the House, mainly Tea Party members, wanted to fight and disagree and try to reverse President Barack Obama's efforts to get more miles per gallon in our vehicles or get our vehicles traveling further, than what they are today, that's directly hurting consumers as well.
The president's new proposal is the first federal attempt to impose limits on pollution blamed for global warming by capturing and storing carbon dioxide emissions. Holloman Air Force Base near Alamogordo is expecting to soon say goodbye to hundreds of personnel attached to flights of the 7th Fighter Squadron's 24 F-22 Raptor aircraft. The move could start as soon as next month as the military reassigns the aircraft to Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida. The changeover had originally been scheduled for March, but sequestration cuts delayed the move. Personnel moves are set for October, with the aircraft to follow in January. Rain damages in the Pecos, Las Vegas area of the Santa Fe National Forest have required that certain roads and sites be closed for public safety now through the end of the year. A number of forest roads are said to be impassable due to washouts and debris such as trees and branches covering roadways. The Santa Fe National Forest is advising folks to contact local ranger districts before setting out. And weather for Santa Fe, a sunny and dry week in store, highs today in the upper 60s, overnight lows in the low 40s, warmer tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. For KSFR News, this is Dan Garrity.